Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
They're an arrogant, ingrown, close-knit brotherhood like the Mafia. They're the product of a sick society. To hell with tomorrow. Their bag is today. Their bag is right now.
Welcome to Ben and Woods.
Oh, the hair on my neck just straight up.
With Ben Higgins.
Thank God all these bottles I popped. All this paper I've been getting. All these models I popped.
Stephen Woods.
It's my job to pull that demon out of Ben Higgins. And I will do it.
And Paul Reindel.
Oh, my God.
It's Ben and Woods.
Oh, I do. It's even long, can't do.
On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, halfway home on a Thursday. Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. Throwback Thursday, as it were. And love going back into the archives to see what we were up to, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago. Not 3 years ago. That was Kobe stuff, so I don't want to do that. Kind of a bummer.
True.
I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. Executive producer Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well.
I will say, just on that note, don't need to revisit it because it was a very somber tone, but it happened on a Sunday, I believe.
Yes.
That Kobe passed away.
That's correct.
And we had to figure out what we wanted to do that Monday. Obviously, it was kind of just, there's no Padres. It was throw away whatever we had planned, and that was going to be the focus. We had a Jelani McCoy, our buddy who played in the NBA. He came in studio for like 2 hours that morning. And that was one of my favorite things that we've ever had happen in our 5 years.
Where is he been? I miss him. I love
him. He's doing a ton of work, man. He is
doing
busy with like Showtime. He's got a show that he's like producing and putting together.
Just text him that we miss him and that we love him. I love Jelani.
He played. He won a championship with the Lakers with Kobe. And like for him to come in and you know, it wasn't Shaq. It wasn't Robert Horry or anything like that. But like, dude, some of the stories and
Shaq
and the connection
would have been a good get.
Shaq would have been a good get that day.
What's up, y'all? Glad to be here. I didn't even know I was going to be in San Diego. Man, welcome to the studio.
Hey, Chuck.
It's good to be here with you guys.
He's not your prototypical broadcaster.
Shaq?
No.
It's phenomenal, though. That show is. I hate the NBA. You know that.
Yeah.
And that show is phenomenal.
Great.
Phenomenal.
Ernie's great.
They're phenomenal.
Chuck's great.
Ernie.
Jack's
Where's Ernie?
Great,
I miss
great.
Ernie, too. These are guys we've talked to.
Oh, yeah. We haven't talked to Ernie.
Ernie
in
forever.
So long.
God, just when he answers the phone, it just feels so good. Let's get these cats back on, man. It's that time of year.
We're NBA insiders. If you're down for it, I'm down for it.
Dude, you get Ernie Johnson, I'll talk about anything. I'll talk about gardening with Ernie Johnson.
I mean,
he is the best.
Ernie's done like Master's coverage. He's
he can
done,
do it
he's
all.
Done everything.
He can do it all. Text that dude today and text Jelani and say, we miss you, man. I hope you're doing well.
It's a Thursday. It's a big day
for
Ernie.
NCAA tournament as well when it comes around.
Yeah.
I'll get Ernie. I'll try for next week. I don't like to text those guys on like a Tuesday or a Thursday. They got their big. Those are their shows.
The big days. Yep. Yeah. So what did we have, Paulie? What did you dig through the archives to find?
This one I completely forgot about. This is fun.
Chances are I did too.
Yeah. I think this is 2 years ago today. Hall of Fame. We talked about it yesterday. Scott Rolen got inducted 2 days ago.
Voted in. Yep.
So it's right around this time every year, and. MLB insider, MLB sports writer, Tom Verducci, he put out like a 90-second video about, it was like the weight and the pressure and the honor of filling out your ballot. And it was very corny. I got some of it here for you. It's him walking in.
The weight of history in your hands is heavy. Even when it is but one sheet of paper.
Oh,
Lord, it's overwrought.
The Baseball Hall of Fame ballot is a triumph of minimalism.
Come on, guys.
One page, no logos, no pictures. Received and returned by mail. Like daytime World Series games.
Welcome to the World Series.
No batting gloves and a hot dog in the bleachers. There is a timeless beauty in the simplicity. It's been this way since voting began in 1936. Always in the hands of baseball writers like me.
If I... That is
among returning candidates.
That's a video you do when you're going in to operate on a child brain surgery, right? Look, this kid's life is in my hands. I would watch that and I would go, good Lord, man, you deserve all of the accolades. That is a video you post as you are going overseas to fight for your country. Not for voting on the Hall of Fame, for the love of God.
Like, choosing the Daily Diddy is an immense responsibility to be taken seriously. Musical legends, the choice is in your hands.
It's incredible.
Every morning. Yes, that is one of
the same thing. That's the if you did that, it's the thing that I think makes some people get a little burned out on baseball at times. It is the overwroughtness of baseball. There's a video going around right now of Ronald Acuna Jr. hitting a home run down in Venezuela, and it's amazing. And
it's so good.
He smokes it, and he has a ball going around the bases. And I saw Steven Souza Jr., a former big leaguer, maybe still playing the big leagues. I think he might have retired. But he's like, all right, fine. Like, at what point does it go from fun to disrespect? And I looked through the comments last night. And it was white man after 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 white man saying, oh, he'd wear one. I'm going to throw it right at his neck next time. And I'm just going, good Lord. Good Lord. So that's the thing I think that bugs people about baseball sometimes.
So that was 2 years ago today.
Compare that to Bernie Wilson, by the way, who we had on, who said the first time he got his ballot, he looked at it. Check some boxes.
He didn't hire a filming company to come. Yeah. So that was 2 years ago today. And then the next morning, in typical Ben and Woods fashion, we put this together.
While the radio enjoys a long and interesting history, its earliest beginnings are still quite controversial. There's some debate as to who actually invented the radio. While we may not know with certainty who put together the first radio device, we do know that in 1893, the inventor Nikola Tesla demonstrated a wireless radio in St. Louis, Missouri. Despite this demonstration, Guglielmo Marconi is the person most often credited as the father and the inventor of the radio.
I just can't live this kind of lie any longer.
Neither can I.
Oh, darling, it's wonderful that we found each other and fell in love.
And we can save each other.
Your eighth grade essay.
Many years later, a bunch of guys got in a room and started screaming their opinions about sports. And it became sports radio.
Oh, brother, I can't wait till I get back to the ballpark and eat a hot dog underneath that blue sky with those pillowy clouds and see that perfect green and a manicured clay. It's going to be heaven.
And fast forward, it's the year 2020. In the middle of a pandemic, we always ask ourselves, who are we going to book for the show? History will be made today on sports radio with our mouths. Sometimes the responsibility is, it's just too much to bear. How about a Chargers guest? No, no one gives a shit. The Aztecs, well, they don't return our calls or texts or emails.
It's true.
Maybe an NBA guest. We'll wait for the playoffs. Padres. Yeah. That's it. The Padres. Thank you, as always, for listening to Ben and Woods. right here on 97.3 The Fan. And whether you listen via your smart speaker, your smartphone, your tablet, or just riding to work, listening on your radio in your car, we thank you. And don't forget to utilize the rewind feature on your radio.com app.
What happened to us? We used to be so creative.
We used to be really funny.
Where did that go? Where's that been? That was fantastic, if I do say so myself.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Very overwrought.
Very overwrought.
Very somber. Great choice of the piano background music there.
Oh, thank you very much.
I mean, I've worked in radio almost 13 years to the day, and I've seen a bunch of people that are more self-important in my life. You probably have in TV. They're pretty bad in TV. Very bad.
Yeah, no, there's a few of them.
It's an epidemic in this business, the self-importance. My opinion counts.
Yeah,
my opinion's the best. Yours sucks. I know everything. You know nothing. But I still love it. I still love doing it every single day. Bits like that.
There are still shows all over the country that it's like, I am talking to you. You are lucky enough to listen to my opinion. I like our show. It's always what I've wanted. Like, we're talking with you all. Like, we're not talking at you or to you.
Yeah,
you know
correct,
what I mean?
Correct. 100%.
Would you have ever dreamed, though, when we started this 5 years ago, that at some point we'll have done so many bits that we can replay stuff and not only worry that, oh, has the audience heard that before? That the three of us don't even remember.
I had no recollection of that at all.
That segment was almost as new to me and Woods and Paul as it was to all of you out there listening.
I had no idea. Zero idea. I don't remember what we did
Monday.
You know,
once he played it, I kind of had the vague memory of you doing that.
Super vague, though. Super, super vague.
Like every line that you came up with after, I was like, one right after the other, I was like, oh, totally forgot about that.
Yeah, forgot about all of it. Man, that is really, really, really good stuff. I love Throwback Thursday for that reason and that reason alone.
What happened to us?
What did happen to us? Did a little creative wall. It happens. Happens to the best of them. Doing the best we can.
I don't know. I feel like our show is better than ever right now.
I do too. I do too.
It doesn't always have to be bits.
You're correct.
But then again, we had forgotten about the topic wheel yesterday.
We did. We just completely forgot about it.
And then one of our callers, who was it at the end of the show?
I don't remember.
Dexter reminded us that, why haven't you spun the topic wheel? And we had to honestly
say, we
had forgotten about the topic wheel.
We forgot we did it.
And then it was great. In fact, it was so good. You want to do it when we come back?
Absolutely.
All right,
let's
bring back the topic wheel. Mick Schaefer will join us at the bottom of the hour. Why not? Let's just have fun here on a Thursday with Ben and Woods. Again, got some high winds out there. Be safe on the roadways. We'll come back after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Let's go! Rocks barely down the street with the brake pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Before you make your next bet, check out BetQL. BetQL looks at every bet from every game to find you the best bets possible. They rank them all on a scale of 1 to 5 stars. Now, do you think the 1-star bets are the best or the 5-star
bets? 5-star bets
are correct.
The best.
That is correct.
Trust
BetQL
me.
Does all the hard work for you. Get better at betting. Visit BetQL.com or download the BetQL app. You get 3 days of BetQL access absolutely free.
I believe I'm still a BetQL subscriber.
I think before we get to the topic wheel, I want to just wrap up because we actually started our discussion with Tom Verducci. It was the Hall of Fame ballot. And I just saw this tweet, and it just reminds me that as unbiased as you'd like to think you are, and I usually consider myself to be as, at least try to be as unbiased of a person as I can, even about the Padres. You know, I try to keep it cold and calculating. And
not me.
Not you, but I do. You agree that I would, right?
Yes.
So you would say that Manny Machado, given how he has started his career so far, if he continues to play this way for another 8 or 9 seasons, he's a surefire Hall of Famer, right?
Unquestionably.
Undoubtedly.
Correct. It's the best third baseman I've ever seen.
So Danny Vietti tweeted, if you believe Manny Machado is on a Hall of Fame pace, which I do, then you should have no problem with Scott Rolen. Through 11 seasons, he put the numbers comparison. Scott Rolen, 285 batting average to 282 for Manny. OPS 890 for Scott Rolen, 833 for Manny. Extra base hit, 639 for Rolen, 613 for Manny. RBI 954 for Rolen, 853 for Manny. OPS plus 129 for Rolen, 126 for Manny. WAR 53.3 for Rolen, 52.0 for Manny. Essentially, through 11 seasons, Scott Rolen was every bit as good and even a little bit better than Manny Machado has been for his first 11 seasons. I would have lost a lot of money on that bet. If you would have asked me, who's stat line? Here's Machado, here's Rolen. Who's got the better one? I was like, oh, it's got to be Manny.
Right.
Manny is clearly a Hall of Fame player. Rolen, for me, was more of a borderline, a maybe guy. And that's a bias. It's clearly, I got a bias about watching Manny close and up personal as much as I do, and I didn't watch as much Scott Rolen clearly growing up. I saw him.
And that's Scott Rolen. You just did his entire career, though, right?
No, that was just the first
11
seasons.
Oh, the first 11 years. Okay. Oh, wow. All right.
Exactly through the same amount of time that Manny has played.
I was just, because I was going to say, Manny's going to shatter about 90% of those things you just read.
Now, he might, you know, have a better second half of his career than Rolen did, but through this point,
wow,
Rolen was the superior player than Manny.
It's amazing.
That's how good Manny has been.
Yeah. Hall of Fame level.
Really how good Scott Rolen was.
That's a really good and interesting point, Benjamin. Glad you brought that up. And I would have lost all that money along there with you. There with you.
That's why that tweet caught my eye. All right, we got some time right now. Let's give it a spin like we did yesterday. It was fun.
This one, what movie do you wish you could watch for the first time again?
The first time.
There is a lot.
Boogie Nights was one of those for me. Blew me away the first time I saw it. Absolutely knocked my socks off. Casino, Goodfellas, those three, I'd say. I know I'm only supposed to pick one, but I did three. I saw Boogie Nights in a theater and was like, that's the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life.
I would probably try to pick something, not necessarily my favorite movie.
Right.
Because I don't mind rewatching those, and I enjoy some movies more the more I watch them. But see,
Boogie Nights, I cannot watch over and over. I get too anxiety-ridden watching him when he's lighting the firecrackers, smoking crack.
But to go back, like a movie like The Sixth Sense with a surprise twist at the end that you didn't see coming. Now, you can't ever watch that again.
No, I mean, you can, without knowing what's coming.
I mean, it's
kind of cool to watch it the second time.
Oh, of course.
After you pick up on the, you know, and you the red, and you're like, oh, yeah, okay. Like, yeah.
Pulp Fiction, I pick up more every time that movie the more I watch it.
Every time. Every time. There's some little nuance. I'm like, oh, my God.
Fight Club would probably be on that list.
Yeah, Fight Club was really good.
Violence. Seven was insane.
Seven was bananas.
In those movies, all three of them, Sixth Sense, Fight Club, and Seven have a bit of a
surprise twist
there at the end that makes the first watch unlike any of the other subsequent watches, which are all really, really good, but you can never recreate the feeling of being shocked when you discover it.
I loved a totally different genre, more of a rom-com. Do you ever watch Crazy Stupid Love?
Yes, love
Ryan Gosling, Steve Carell. Dude, when all the storylines tie together
at the end, in the world?
I remember I was like, get the F out of here.
It's crazy.
And that's one of those things. You can't go back and have that feeling again. The first, you know, it's nothing like the first time.
Yeah, I just remember the expectations for Casino. Mm-hmm. And when you found out who was in it, and then I went and saw it for the first time in the theater and was just like, this was everything that I ever imagined it could be and more. And that's one I can watch. If it's on, I'm stopping now. Shawshank, man, that's another one that's just, it's like every dude's favorite.
That would be a great one to watch again for the first time.
I had read the short story years and years and years before from Stephen King. It was in a book, I think it was called Different Seasons. And in that same book, he had Apt Pupil, which was made into a movie, not a very good one, Rita Hayworth and the Shawshank Redemption, and then he had The Body, which was Stand By Me. And so that whole book is phenomenal.
I remember watching Shawshank, and as the guard goes and, you know, his jaw drops open, and you're thinking, did he kill himself with the rope? And, like, what happened? And then seeing the cell empty, and you're going, wait,
where did he go?
Where could he have gone? Where could he be? Because I hadn't read the short story. And it was like, and he throws the rock, and it goes through the poster, and
go clink, clink, clink.
Oh my God! I was like, oh my God! Oh my God!
It's I love like with Pulp Fiction, like going, like watching it for the first time, even the first handful of times, and like reading, you know, blogs and Reddit posts, like conspiracy theories, like, oh, what was in the suitcase? What wasn't in the suitcase?
Yeah.
And all that stuff, man. I love it.
That's a good one. It's a good question. I like that one. Thought provoking.
Yeah. See if we get a thought-provoking question here.
You spin it so hard.
He does.
Gotta give a good spin.
Like Wheel of Fortune.
Not as thought-provoking. What's your favorite meal? Breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Ooh. Not even, like, breakfast. Specifically.
Breakfast. It's an easy one.
Hmm.
By far. It's not even close.
See, I love breakfast foods, but I don't eat breakfast. I don't eat breakfast in the morning.
Well, I can't eat a breakfast like I want to 5-7 days.
Are you
a week.
Telling me that? And I love all three. Honestly, I really do.
You did a full TED talk.
How did you gain all the weight?
I did. But let's say this. All right, you have your absolute favorite diner breakfast, absolutely perfect.
Yes.
Or you can go out for like the best steak dinner you've ever had. It's hard to beat the best steak dinner you've ever had.
I'm going breakfast.
Still going breakfast?
Yeah, because you get the French toast, you get the eggs, the bacon, the coffee, the juice, the hash browns, home fries.
The meal where you get sandwiches and tacos the most are lunch, and I love sandwiches and tacos.
I do too.
I think it's more just like, what is your favorite time of the day to eat? Not necessarily dinner foods more than breakfast foods.
Dinner's my favorite.
I anticipate dinner the most because I'm waiting all day to eat it.
Yes.
I love lunch.
Lunch is pretty solid.
I usually skip breakfast. I could do a sandwich anytime. It doesn't matter what time of day
it is. But foods, I got to go breakfast.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I want a big ass like hash house breakfast. It's been way too long since I've had hash house.
You should have go-go.
I shall go-go soon.
Jesus.
Oh, we got another one in. Wow.
I'll get one more in. Why not?
Yeah, rule of three.
What is your earliest sports memory that you have?
Wow, good one.
Very first sports memory.
Mm. Ben probably shooting free throws with Magic Johnson when he was five or something.
I mean, I'm trying to go even back earlier, though. Like, really early. I mean, I think it's probably sitting front, like the first row behind the scorer's table with my dad and grandpa at the Clippers game. And I think I told the story once, last game of the season when Ralph Lawler, who just retired as the Clippers announcer, as the radio guy, brought me up to sit next to him and like put the headsets on me. I didn't call the game, but I was like sitting there with him when he was calling the game because he'd seen me come to a bunch of games in the season.
That's so rad.
I think he could tell I was always like, see what he's doing. And he said, come on, sit with me. And
that's
I listened
so cool.
to him do the headphones and stuff. Couldn't have been more than six or so at the time
when that happened. Mine's probably Thanksgiving Day, Dallas Cowboy games when I was six, seven. A whole family went. I told you we'd eat Thanksgiving dinner at like 9:30 in the morning and then go out to Texas Stadium and watch the Cowboys play every Thanksgiving. We did that for years.
I also distinctly remember 1982, January 2nd, 1982, which was the Chargers-Dolphins epic playoff game in Miami. Now, I didn't go to the game, and I didn't even really get to watch it on TV. We had visited my aunt in Alaska. We went to a trip to Anchorage, Alaska in late December, early January.
Smart.
It was very, very cold. And then we were flying back that day, January 2nd. You know, my dad and I are big Chargers fans at that point, but I'm, you know, I'm very, very young. You know, back in the day, they didn't just have big TVs in the airport, though. You actually had to, like, we were in the Seattle airport on a layover. You had to put quarters in the TV.
And it was on
work.
A bench
and
of,
yeah, little tiny screens,
yeah,
and
dude.
You put in quarters. And I remember Dad and I, like,
feeding
waiting
it.
For the flight, just feeding the quarters to watch that game. And
black
seeing
and
the
white.
Chargers took the big lead, and then we heard that then the pilot, because it was a San Diego-based crew, they were updating as we flew back, like, oh, my Dolphins have come back to tie it. Chargers, and in overtime, the Chargers went into the plane, like, erupts.
That's so cool.
In the air. So
cool. Love that.
Yeah, I think I just turned six when that happened.
Love the topic wheel, man. Every day. Should be doing it every day.
We need to take a timeout. Mick Schaefer, one of our favorites from Kansas City, sports director. The news out of Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes says he's going to play, but does Mick trust the news out of Kansas City? That is coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Weird. It's January and we're talking about the Chiefs
again
in the AFC Championship game. Again, we got our friend Mick Schaefer in Kansas City standing by. We'll get to that.
We just replay last year's interview. Actually,
bring it back again.
It is Throwback Thursday.
I mean, there's always little twists, like, you know, Patrick Mahomes and his health. We'll get to that right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right, let's go out to our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, and a pleasure to welcome back. It's been far too long.
Yes, it
Mick has. Schaefer, our friend, sports director at KSHB 41 News in Kansas City. Mick, welcome back to Bennett Woods in San Diego on 97.3 The Fan.
What's up, fellas? It has been a while.
Yeah.
It was my idea yesterday. I called Paul and I go, man, we have not talked to Mick Schaefer like all season long, and I said, he's one of my favorite guests. We just, you know, we had so much Padres baseball to talk about. And then we got, you know, here we go. And like for the fifth year in a row, Kansas City Chiefs are hosting again the championship game. So you guys are getting quite used to this.
It's the Arrowhead Invitational.
It is. It is. It's like a PGA Tour event. My God, man. Never gets old, crazy. Though. Never gets old.
It doesn't. I mean, I've covered this team for like 25 years now. And so like the first, I don't know, almost 20 years of that was for, in large part, a moribund franchise. They went a generation almost without a playoff win. And now they get multiple playoff wins every January now with Patrick Mahomes.
All right. So yesterday, the news out of Kansas City, Mick, was Mahomes is full go in practice and like 100%. He will be playing. Is it just me that is almost like it's almost too confident for this early in the week? Like, is there any skepticism, anything going on in Kansas City? Do you believe everything they're saying?
Oh, there's plenty of skepticism in Kansas City and nationwide on this. I'm not part of that group. He's going to be fine, fellas. Maybe limited a little bit, but us as the media, we are not going to let him be healthy this week. Okay, because he's talking again. I'm at Arrowhead right now. He's talking again here at the facility in about an hour or so, and there will be 15 more questions about his ankle. So we're just setting it up, right? So if he wins, it's going to be the Willis Reed game, right? Do people even get that reference anymore?
Yeah, I wonder.
I'm old.
It's
do you
like,
guys get it? You're old.
The Nick playoff game, broken leg, went hobbling back out.
Yeah,
there.
Hobbling back on. Kirk Gibson's all, you know, that's one. But even that was a long time ago, the last time the Dodgers won a real World Series.
That time
series.
You came in when you were really sick.
When
and
I was sick, yeah.
And did the radio
did
show.
Did the radio
yeah,
show.
The Woods. Time you guys came in hungover, absolutely.
Yeah, the Woods game.
A couple days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Woods game.
I'll never forget.
So that's it. So we're set up the narrative for the Woods game, the Mahomes overcome the ankle, and then, of course, if they lose, it's something to blame it on. So, I think he's had this injury before on his other leg, so that's a little bit different, but it was a high ankle sprain. He played through it in Jacksonville in 2019, came back and played, you know, didn't miss a play, and actually put up crazy numbers the next few games playing on it. So I have all the confidence in the world that no ankle in the history of man is going to be taken care of as well as this one this week, and he'll come out and be very similar to the Mahomes of old, which he has been dominant, guys, in these conference championship games, aside from the second half of last year's Bengals game, where it was just kind of like a out-of-body experience for him. He played his worst half of football in his career, or maybe a concussed experience. That's been the rumor, the speculation, the theory here over a year. Something happened there. So it's a big game, and he's, you know, even with the ankle, he was never going to miss this because I think he wants some revenge. And look, there's a lot to be had here. The Bengals have owned the Chiefs the last three times.
He's so good that when he's bad, it's because he must have a concussion.
Yeah, like,
it's the only way to explain him having one poor half of football a season. He's that good. He must be concussed. And, Mick, you always think about, we had it, going back to baseball a little bit. It's that thing where if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best and all that. And, when you get the draw for the Major League Baseball playoffs, and you're like, all right, if we beat the Mets, we got the Dodgers. And you're like, oh my God, I couldn't want to play a team less. They just won 111 games. We ended up handling our business, and it was incredible.
Yeah.
But I got to imagine for you guys and for Chiefs fans out there, this is the draw that you really didn't want to get. And you know you can beat them. You know you can. But this is the one, if you had your choice, you wouldn't have picked the Bengals to play.
Absolutely, in a normal scenario, if both games were going to be at Arrowhead in Kansas City, I think a lot of Chiefs fans were cheering for the Bills because the Bills have beaten the Chiefs, but the Chiefs have beaten the Bills. And I feel like, I frankly feel like the Bengals are a better team. But it's such a weird setup this year, right? With, okay, if you play the Bills, it's going to be in Atlanta. Okay, well, you got to travel for the first time in Mahomes playoff existence. And so that was almost made like a coin flip. Like nobody, people want the home game, but they also want the Bills. So people were divided.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. In a normal situation, I think the Chiefs match up much better against the Bills. And the way both teams are playing right now, Bills versus Bengals, I think you wanted the Bills. And so you're the Chiefs, you have the best team left, and vice versa for the Bengals. And this is going to be, this is going to be the narrative for a long time. None of these guys are going anywhere. Burrow's not going anywhere. Allen's not going anywhere. Herbert's not going anywhere. Lawrence isn't going anywhere. Lamar Jackson, I don't know. We'll see.
He may go somewhere,
right? The AFC's just loaded with quarterbacks. I think in large part it's because of Patrick Mahomes and the effect he's had on this conference. And on the NFC side, I guess you have to beat, I don't know, Brock Purdy?
Brock Purdy or Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Hurts is a heck of a quarterback, but it is, I think, it's almost a different world in the quarterbacking in the two conferences.
Talking to our pal Mick Schaefer from Kansas City here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, look, as long as you have Travis Kelce and an even semi-healthy 85% Patrick Mahomes, I got to imagine that you like your chances. Kelce is one of the best I've ever seen do it. He just is. He and Kittle on the other side over from San Francisco, watching those two guys, they are absolute game changers and help their quarterbacks tremendously. If they take Kelce out, if they are able to contain him, how do you like the Chiefs' chances? Because I'm sure that's what they're going to be keying on if you're the Bengals' defense. Try to keep him from running free.
I don't like him, absolutely, if that's the case. Look, that's what the Bengals have done in those three matchups. We on one of our specials last night, we ran like the Chiefs kind of wide receivers numbers this year, ranked with the other wide receiving corps. So taking out Travis Kelce, right, and taking out Jerick McKinnon, who's caught like, 10 touchdowns out of the backfield this year for Kansas City. If you take those guys out and just, focus on Valdez-Scantling, you both focus on Smith-Schuster, Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, those guys, they're a middle-of-the-road pack, right, in the NFL. They're like 14th or 15th. And it's kind of eye-opening to me because you think it's this, this high-powered offense, and it is a high-scoring offense in the NFL. They produce. But when you just ISO those receivers, they've been okay. So if you take Kelce away, I think that'd be a huge thing for the Bengals. And these three games, they've all been three-point wins by the Bengals. But at times in all three of them, the Chiefs were dominating, especially in the championship game here last year. Chiefs were up 21-3. And so kind of weird, fluky, yet self-induced, happenings have occurred for the Chiefs in all those games. And look, Chiefs shoot themselves in the foot all the time. But what would be colossal mistakes for most teams are just overcome because you have Patrick Mahomes. But when you're playing teams as good as the Bengals, they just haven't been able to overcome them. So, yeah, just not making brain-dead mistakes is, I think, key number one for Kansas City because that's been kind of a theme throughout the season.
talking to Kansas City sportscaster Mick Schaefer here on Ben and Woods. And Mick, let me ask you about the legacy of Andy Reid. I mean, when you look at the numbers, he's got the fifth most wins coaching time, all-time coaching.
Fifth most, yes.
He's 8 years, I think 8 years younger than Bill Belichick. You know, at some point, Bill Belichick's going to retire. I mean, are we talking about one of the greatest coaches in NFL history? And, I mean, here he is, at the chance to go to another Super Bowl. I mean, what's the knock? Is there a knock still on Andy Reid at all?
I think a second Super Bowl takes him up, obviously, into another echelon. And I've said it before, I think it's a huge game, not only for him, but also the Chiefs, right? If you lose again to the Bengals, well, the Bengals are the new Chiefs all of a sudden. They're the ones that have gone to back-to-back Super Bowls. They're the team to beat in the AFC. And you look back on this five-year run of AFC championship games, and you look and you will have had, what, one Super Bowl win, two Super Bowl appearances, and three championship game losses. And people will look at that, and wrongly so, right? But they'll look at it as almost as a failure. But if you win this game, you go on and win the Super Bowl, all of a sudden things, you know, in Andy's past that look like quote-unquote failures are seen as accomplishments, which they should be. All the NFC championship games, right, he got to with the Eagles. Yeah, they lost, but it turns around to where, like, you know what? He made it to all those games. He made all those championship games. Well, you know, what a winner. Right. And if he gets another championship here, you look back on the 5 years, you say, hey, you got three Super Bowls. You won two of them. That's great. It's a win right there on that 5 year run. And by the way, it's probably still going to be going. I think it's just a huge game for narratives, and even for Patrick Mahomes as well, to win this game, put the stamp on it that you're still the team to beat in the AFC, and go out and try to win another Super Bowl.
Well, Mick, it had been far too long, but it was great catching up with you. Appreciate all the info on the Kansas City Chiefs, and enjoy that championship game and maybe a trip to the Super Bowl as well coming up.
We'll do. It's going to be balmy. 24 degrees.
Oh, my God. 24 degrees.
It was like in the 50s last night at the golf tournament, and I was dying. Yeah. It was so cold
freezing
out there.
Cold outside.
All right, Mick, thank you so much.
Thanks, buddy.
Mick Schaefer, sports director in Kansas City on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. What do you think about Andy Reid?
I think he's a great coach, man. I mean, I think he's had some really good quarterbacks that have helped him tremendously, but it does surprise me he's only won the one.
It's funny. If you look at all the lists of great coaches, they all had good quarterbacks.
Yeah. It's very wild how that works.
Bill Belichick is the one you think of the most, but, you know, Don Shula had Dan Marino.
Well, he didn't win any with Dan.
No, but he won the most games.
Won the most games,
In NFL history. You know, Dan Reeves had John Elway.
Yep.
You know, you can't really win in the NFL without having good players, especially at the most important position. So they're all going to have good quarterbacks. But Andy Reid, always the knock on him was, close with the Eagles, but never got there. And then he went to Kansas City. It's not like he took over a premier franchise. The Kansas City Chiefs were kind of bottom dwellers.
That's what Mick was just saying.
AFC
an
West
entire then, generation of nothing.
And now they are
every year.
I mean, that is incredible what Andy Reid's done offensively. You know, his offensive tree system is basically one of the revolutionary offenses in the NFL, one of the most revolutionary ones since, you know, Don Coryell in the NFL, really.
Isn't it funny, though? I saw a tweet the other day of, like, everyone wants to sit and tell us about parity in the NFL because of a salary cap, and we welcome the Chiefs back to the AFC Championship game for the fifth straight year. And, there's not a lot of parity when you're that good. And to do that, Ben, to get there five straight times is remarkable.
Plus that, remember that punt, pass, and kick video when he was like a 12-year-old kid, but three times bigger than all the other kids.
6'4".
And they spelled his name wrong, R-I-E-D. Yeah. It's just an unbelievable video if you've never seen it.
It's fantastic.
But his commercial with the fake mustaches is like one of the most annoying ones on television.
I mean, I've always liked Andy Reid. I think he's a good coach. I think he's going to get beat this weekend, though.
I think he needs Patrick Mahomes to play a very, very Patrick Mahomes good game to win that one.
Yep.
And given that that's going to be even harder, given his injury situation, I'm also, again, leaning toward the Cincinnati Bengals, which may make it tough for you because you are behind me in our pick'em, and you will need to make up some ground at some point.
Ah.
So I'll go first, and then you'll have the dilemma of perhaps agreeing with me and just trying to maintain your position going into the Super Bowl, or going against what you really feel in an attempt to catch up and take the lead before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I can't go against myself, though.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's two games, picks, will be worth 3 points each.
3 points each, yep.
And then we'll do the Super Bowl worth 4 points
And right now I've got a slim lead over Woods.
8 for Ben, 7 for Woods, 5 for me.
Yep, so we're all right there.
Paulie's got to go balls to the wall.
Paulie has to make up ground, because if he's in third going into the Super Bowl,
I'm in a tough spot.
There's really no way to catch up, because assuming you and I would do separate different picks, because you'd want a chance to win, right?
Right.
No matter who I pick, you'd go the other way if you were in second. That would lock Paulie out. He couldn't catch up on
both of us. If I don't make some moves this week, I might as well not even pick for the Super Bowl. It won't matter.
Yeah, it won't matter.
I mean, if you're telling me, if you guys were to both pick the Bengals and I'm just stuck with lowly Patrick Mahomes,
it's not a bad pick to get stuck with.
Right?
Both. With the Kansas City Chiefs.
Either or.
They're at
both.
Home.
Yeah.
They've got Patrick Mahomes.
Both divisions are fine.
I'm not sweating that one.
No.
Mick pointed out, the Bengals have had their number. Yeah, they had their number in overtime in an incredibly close game last year. It's not, they had their number. They beat them 42-0 every time. It's close games. It's football. It could go either way. But at this point, I still am, subject to change. Anything can happen between now and tomorrow. But I am also leaning toward the Bengals in that game. And then I am having more trouble with the NFC one. The Eagles looked awfully good.
Massively
but
good.
But there's something about this 49ers team. There's just something.
They're great. They're a great team as well. That's why they're in the NFC Championship game. But, you always talk, you keep talking about Brock Purdy's luck running out, his magic running out. It hasn't seemed to yet. But they're pretty banged up. I think it might be some smoke and mirrors. I'm assuming all their weapons will play. They did have the guy that was arrested for domestic violence. They said he's in line to play that game on Sunday as well. So, I think it's gamesmanship by Shanahan. I think all his dudes, McCaffrey, Debo, they're all going to be in there ready to jam.
Get all the sports, music, news, and podcasts you want on the free Odyssey app. Download it today. So I understand we just got a new piece from The Athletic and Dennis Lynn.
There's a new mailbag from our buddy D. Lynn, and it's pretty interesting. One little nugget in there that I don't know that Padre fans are going to like very much, but one that I've already resigned myself to.
But intriguing.
I don't think you're going
to
like it.
All right, we'll talk about that. We'll get to our Rindle report as well as we kick off the final hour of Ben and Woods. It is coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.